Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Wake up with the Wolf Show, 7:32. Dale, O'Brien, Amy, and Chase. If you're doing this 3-4 times a day, you could have an actual disease.
Oh.
And it's not that. It's not that.
Oh, okay.
It's selfies.
Selfieitis. It's the name of the disease. And this is from the Institute of Medical Sciences. So it's a legit thing, right?
Yeah.
They said that it's a mental condition where people feel compelled to continually post pictures of themselves on social media. And it's not as common, but you always have these people who just post every single day or a few times a day, whether it's Instagram or Snapchat. Just it's an up close picture, yep, of their face. You don't, yeah, see anything around it.
No, like I'm out golfing or I'm out swimming. It's, yeah, just my face.
It's a pretty tight up, like close, yeah, picture of their face. And when you go through their feed, you know, you're like, why is it just like your face? What is happening here? Like, what? And I'm so curious and intrigued about people's behavior and their mindset behind it. That doesn't it make you think, like, what do they think is happening?
I would be curious to know if you're someone who posts multiple selfies and you can remain anonymous. Mm-hmm. I would like to know what the driver is on that. But you,
yeah,
why do you do it? There must be a reason why that you do it multiple times a day.
Well, there's a pediatrician, Piala Bhattacharya. She says they slip into depression if the selfie they post on social media does not get the required appreciation or likes. This is an advanced stage of digital addiction.
Oh, I can see that.
I posted a selfie yesterday of Chase and I. We played golf yesterday.
And what's your user handle?
Oh, I put it on Instagram. I'm a Wolfman Dale.
Oh, okay, got it.
Yeah. Oh, did you tag me at AmyMCR in it?
Well, I would if you were in the picture.
He tagged me. I'm at On Air Chase. And Kelsey and I do this thing where we send each other weird selfies, like double chin selfies.
Yeah.
And do you text them? You text them to each other?
Or Snapchat or something that. Send us your weird selfie.
Well, I want to hear about somebody who's doing this like that.
Yeah, that's different because you're just doing it to each other. You're
for
married.
Fun?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
It's different than somebody who just continually posts their face day after day after day. And you're like, I don't... God.
So if you're doing it, and again, you can remain anonymous. Wake up with the Wolf Show. Selfieitis, it's a real thing. In fact, they call it an advanced stage of digital addiction when you're doing 3, 4, 5 of these things a day.
Yeah.
What are you doing with your selfies? Let us know. 680-WOLF.
So I have a question.
Yes.
If you break up selfieitis, itis means inflammation. Does that mean your selfies are inflamed?
Well,
I don't know how to answer that question.
That's a good question. Now, do you like to take a lot of selfies?
I do. My daughter does.
Yeah, okay. I understand. Well, how old is your daughter?
I'm 13.
13, okay. Yeah, so you're at that age where selfies are everything. I'm still at it.
How many selfies would you say you post per day?
Post?
Yeah, how many selfies would you put up a day?
On, like, Snapchat or Instagram?
Either or.
On Snapchat, I post weird videos and stuff of my friends and me.
Yep.
So I'd say about, like, maybe 5. But, like, Instagram, I rarely post.
Huh.
No, she takes the pictures and she saves them. So she doesn't actually post them. But she takes a lot during the day.
See, and I think that's a common thing, too. So at least you use some discretion, though, where you're like, okay, I've already posted enough. Let me save these for another time.
And then if I try to take a picture, they fuss at me. Angle is everything.
Oh, it is.
Oh, yeah, sure it is. You bet.
She puts her phone way above her face and then takes the picture. So I've been trying to teach her how to take a proper selfie, but she doesn't listen.
All right, girls, thanks for calling.
All right, thank you, John.
Bye.
All right, she talks about angle being
everything. Yes, it is.
Now, you two are big on angle. What's the right angle for a selfie? Chase, go.
It's not too high. It's not too low. It's probably, if I hold out my phone, the top part of your phone should be just a little bit above your eyebrow in the middle of your forehead.
Nailed it.
That's about right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.